You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off the show with how the markets have been moving throughout the day, and today they certainly have. Joined on the line by Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro to take a look at the market movements and see if we can make sense of anything that's happened today. Good evening, Uncle David. Lovely to speak to you, as always. Clearly, we know where Donald Trump stands on emerging markets because they're response to emerging market currencies was nothing.
It was bad. And I think the dollar improved. There are a couple of stories, Jimmy. It's not easy just to draw a straight line through what's happening today. So they're all conflicting stories. From our point of view, the dollar strengthened dramatically on concerns that rates would go up there through inflation, and also tariffs would put up inflation. That same old story. So rates went up there, the dollar improved. That took commodity prices down quite dramatically. So we had a huge reversal in commodity prices, which knocked our market. So we had big losses in platinum and gold shares and so on. It generally was a bad day from our point of view. Europe also suffered the same fate because, there are concerns about tariffs there, what tariffs increases would mean for their exporters and growth on that side. There's also concerns about, Trump's view that they must just pump oil and roll back on green energy initiatives. So all the renewable energy companies came under pressure. So it's all these things. The other one, if you look in the U.S., bank shares are going through the roof. Why? Because taxes will come down, but also he promised deregulation, of banks, too much regulation. So you're getting all these movements. U.S. market's very, very strong, but it's very hard. It's very jumbled, very hard just to kind of catch it and give you one kind of clear, coherent statement of what's happening.
I think the clear statement, though, that has been made here is that the US dollar is in favor. America will continue to do what America does for America, and Donald Trump is going to be evidence of that. I mean, when we look at the election results, hardly any surprises there. It seems as though it was a fairly one-sided race at some point in some of the states. Uncle David, what does this now mean for we're not done with the week. Perhaps let's start with that, right? We still have an FOMC decision coming out tomorrow. And what does this mean for Fed Chair Jerome Powell? Is he on thin ice? Is he going to be unemployed soon?
He's stoic. He doesn't show any kind of expression on his face. And he will carry on talking about the U.S. economy, talking about inflation. And he will reduce rates by his 0.25% and then probably another one, because that's the path, that they've decided. He's not going to – there's no evidence now of what Trump's going to do. At the moment, it's all supposition. It's all promises. He's still got to get it through Congress. We still don't know what the composition of the House is. We know the Senate is going to the Republicans. We're knowing, who's in the White House. So that's the one area – that remains still in the air. The issue is that if they get a clean sweep, yes, then he can push through whatever he wants. But for the meantime, I don't think he's going to be influenced by that at all, by where rates are at the moment. So, where the bond market is taking things, I think it's a bit of a worry for him that it has gone up to these kind of, to this point, and that people are thinking that inflation is going to continue upwards because of Trump's policy. So I don't, but he's, you see, when he gets up, he won't have any expression. He'll just carry on as though nothing's happened. There's been no change in the last.
Well, in terms of worrying, we have reason to be worried. The resources counters and resources sector in South Africa was down more than 4% at one stage today. Resources not having a good day at all. Obviously, with the confirmation that Donald Trump has returned to the White House, markets are clearly showing which side of the fence they're sitting on. And when we look at South African markets in particular, there was a massive sell-off in South African markets. Yes, resources were a big part of that, but our financial stocks were down, our industrial stocks were down. Is this signs of more to come? Is South Africa going to be in for a bit of a rougher ride now that Donald Trump is back?
I think this is just knee-jerk reaction. It lasts for a day or two, and then things settle down. This is just the one-day response that we knew would happen. Is it going to keep people out of emerging markets? I don't think so. What happens is once there are concerns, Jimmy. I don't want to brush it aside. There are concerns because if he does carry on with his favorite word of tariffs, you know, which I don't think is practical, and I think is probably more threatening at this stage than actually going to be imposed. But you know, from our point of view, it will be a worry how we're going to address it. I think Europe's in more of a difficult situation because of their exports, and you know, we've got China as well. China's not helping. If you had a counterbalance where the Chinese economy was strong, that would kind of counterbalance all of this. But we're doing this. This is all happening at a time where China is really swerving. You know, we've seen the demand, particularly for consumer demand in China falling quite dramatically as well. So that's also impacting on Europe and, you know, to an extent in South Africa in terms of commodities. So, you know, that's the counterweight. So America, as you mentioned, as you said, in a very strong position.
Mm. Uncle David, I know you don't like looking at this, but apparently the rest of the world seems to believe that this is the right president for Bitcoin. how do we reconcile that? How do we reconcile a Trump victory with all-time highs on Bitcoin?
Well, because he's a supporter of Bitcoin. You know, from that point of view, he supports it. So he's got his cheerleaders out there, you know, who are pushing it. And I don't understand Bitcoin because I don't like to buy something that's static, you know, that only goes up because other people are buying them. I like operating businesses. That's my nature and that's how my approach. So, but you know, I can't ignore the fact that people have made a lot of money by buying Bitcoin. You know, you can't ignore it, and it'd be silly to do so. Mm. And you know, it's like scoring goals. It doesn't matter how the team won. You know, if they put the ball in the back of the net, they win the game. And I think that those people who've had the courage to go with Bitcoin and have done incredibly well, you know. But it's who knows where it's going next. Gold came down, for example, quite dramatically today. You know, fell below 2,700, continued to fall as well. But for the meantime, Bitcoin's holding it. So, yeah, good luck to those people. I hope they cash in and make lots of money and spend it.
Well, one person that certainly cashed in on the opportunity is Donald J. Trump. He's now the president again. But we'll leave the conversation there, Uncle David. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights. I look forward to the next time you're in New York to see how things look vastly different now that Donald Trump is back in power. That was David Shapiro of Sassman Wealth on the Markets Update. And really, the US election's the only thing that's been moving markets.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.